Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Courtney Tripp with 3B Soap Reviews. I just wanted to thank you all for being so supportive of me in the last week. I'm sorry that I was unavailable and not able to do the show, but it was a really hard time for my mother and her sister and my sister. My former step grandfather actually passed away. He had Parkinson's disease, among other problems, and it was just a really hard time, and I was just not really emotionally available or present to be able to talk about soaps. And it's my sister's first really big loss, and I just wanted to be available if she needed me at the time. And I was just constantly worrying about them and trying to check on them and make sure they're okay. So I really appreciate everybody's, you know, thoughts and prayers. It was a really rough time for everybody. So thank you for that. I just want to go ahead and give you our guest call-in number if you don't have it. It has changed since we switched over and did some changes over to Young and the Restless. The guest call-in number now is 213-943-3387. And again, that number is 213-943-3387. I just want to go ahead and jump right into this because I've got some big plans tonight. It's going to be a really interesting rest of the summer into the fall. We're obviously going to see Kevin's exit storyline, Chloe's exit storyline. I'm kind of getting a feel for how that's going to go. I do talk about spoilers for those of you that are tuning in for the first time. If you don't want to hear spoilers, I'm going to go ahead and give you a warning when I start to tell them. So don't worry. I don't just blurt them out. I give a warning beforehand. But let's go ahead and talk about what is going on currently in Genoa City. So Kane's affair was finally exposed. Was it exposed the way that we kind of expected? Not really. So, of course, the trial began. It was a really private setting. It didn't get too intense. It was just Juliet and her lawyer, and then Kane and Michael and Victoria, and that was pretty much it. I believe that Billy sat in as well, so and Lily too. So the video was shown of Kane and Juliet going to his hotel suite in Tokyo and going into the room. I was thinking a video was going to emerge of them in the room, like she had set them up, but that's not what ended up happening. And plus, that would have completely destroyed her entire story because it would have looked coerced. So going forward with all of that, then we have Lily completely confused what went on in that room, but she's convinced and trusting that Kane is, you know, telling the truth. He didn't sexually harass her in any way, shape, or form. Nothing even happened between them. He was too drunk. Nothing happened, yada, yada, yada. So then Juliet is confronted by Lily at the club, and she passes out and ends up going into the hospital and then reveals to Kane and Lily that there's no proof that this is Kane's child until a DNA test is done. But that's not the point at this stage. Lily says, "You tell me the truth. What happened in that room?" And he finally reveals that they had sex. He doesn't know if that's his child. They'll have to have a DNA test. But Lily at this point doesn't even care. I mean, it matters, and I think everybody does genuinely care. But the fact of the matter is that it's finally out that he had this affair with a subordinate. Lily's not trusting of him. Yes, she's cheated on him before, but that doesn't change anything. And that's a lot of everybody else's defense against Lily is, oh, you cheated on him before, so why are you throwing a fit? That's not really how marriage works. That doesn't mean you one-up the other person and that it's an even score once the other person has done the same things to you. So that's not even a real argument. So at this point, nothing's too shiny and bright and rainbows and glitter for Lily and Kane. I definitely see a divorce happening in the future, more than likely. And then Kane's relationship with Victoria is completely tarnished, and his relationship with Billy is completely tarnished. Spoiler alert, plug your ears, put the phone down for a second. Kane will be getting fired. He will not be at Rash and Sassy much longer. He is going to get fired. So nothing too bright on the horizon for Lane at the moment, and I don't see any shiny lights up down the tunnel. for them in the future either. So moving on to, of course, Jack versus Victor. He and Jack and Victor, of course, are having it out over Nikki in the last few episodes because Jack is completely and utterly concerned about Nikki's health because she's had an MS flare-up and she's kept it from Victor because she's just too stressed out about this this concert that's coming up. And she's only doing it because she feels like she owes him something. And she does feel completely out of control. You know, she has been calling the shots and telling him that he doesn't have any say-so over her life anymore. He's not a part of the family. But at the same time, I think he still intimidates her to a large degree. And so she feels like she has to. And she's putting herself on the spot and making herself sick. Now, Tessa's already told her, hey, you know, you need to be straightforward with him and say, you're not going to do this. That's not Nikki's character. She's the type of person she's going to show out, and she's going to push her limits just to prove you that she can do something. And it's going to come at a price tag if she's not careful. So Jack is completely and totally absorbed by the fact that he's worried about her and her safety. And I've even kind of speculated in my own way that end up happening between Jack and Nikki again. It's a good possibility. It's just a thought. But there's nothing to support it other than the way the storyline is going. Victor is extremely concerned about her just up and disappearing the way that she has. He's going to be doing a lot to try to be back in her good graces and get her to talk and confess and talk about what's going on with her. She's going to obviously keep some secrets and not tell him anything about what's really wrong with her. Moving on to Jill is finally back in town, and she has seen that Billy and Phyllis are together, and she doesn't like it. Now, we kind of expected this. The spoilers also put out there that, you know, Jill and Colin would be back in town and that Jill would stop at nothing to get Billy and Phyllis to break up so that Billy would reunite with Victoria and they would live happily ever after with their children. Obviously, in my opinion, I do believe that's what's going to end up happening. I do believe that Billy is endgame. I don't think Billy and Phyllis are going to last. Obviously, they're completely out of control, train wreck, and all they do is have sex. And I know that a lot of people have given me a lot of criticism about saying that, and I say this on almost every single episode because I'm still getting criticized for it. But the reason why that I don't like Billy and Phyllis as opposed to why I liked EJ and Sammy on Days of Our Lives, I know everybody's going to bring that up, but there's a reason. EJ and Sammy, a really deep-rooted history. And you know, EJ came into Salem and was immediately in Sammy's orbit, and he never left it. They were married to other people, but they always remained in each other's orbit, whether it be good or bad. Now, they had some electrifying sex scenes on Days of Our Lives, but they still had other scenes that were filled with substance, emotion, and real genuine love to me. And I just feel like all Billy and Phyllis know how to do is the deed. I don't feel like it goes beyond that. And all they talk about is screwing, or they are talking about fresh and sassy, and that's it. I don't feel like they have any future. That's just me. And I'm not really convinced by their sex scenes. I don't like, they're just not tasteful. I don't like them. And I'm not, like I said, that's just, it goes to a different place with me, and that's nothing against anybody that supports Philly. That is on you. If you like him, it's fine. But I don't. Fine. We don't have to discuss it. So I do believe that Billy and Victoria will be endgame, and that will be caused, in my opinion, by Jill. Phyllis has her own insecurities. She can see that Billy's wrapped up in Victoria. No matter what it is, whether it be brash and sassy, whether it be the kids, whether it be her mental and emotional stability, no matter what it is, Phyllis always has to be insecure about it and in turn turns around and strips and, you know, gives them a pop, pop, pop. And that's supposed to completely get his mind off his ex-wife. And anybody that can't see that, I'm sorry, you're blind. That's what she does every single time. I mean, this has been a severe character assassination on Phyllis. I mean, she's a train wreck, but this is ridiculous. Like, she's almost unbearable to watch at this point. I miss her rawness, and she's just not that Phyllis anymore. She's insecure. She, I mean, it's showing in everything that she does. It's just ridiculous to me. But Jill, like I said, off the soapbox, Jill is back in town, and she's going to make sure that Billy and Phyllis don't make it. Now, Billy's, he's staying grounded right now, and he's not wavering. He's sticking to his guns, but it's not going to last. So, anyway, other than that, there's no telling where that storyline is going to go in truth, other than what I've predicted. That's the only thing to me that can happen, because there's no real depth other than that being the case. But I said that about Bella being Kevin's daughter, but instead of Billy's. But they've managed to make it interesting. And the whole thing with Kevin and Chloe being in that house with the doctor and him going to get Bella to bring her back so they can be a family, that creates some substance to Chloe's faking her death kind of thing. Other than that, there wasn't a whole lot to that. It kind of disappointed me, the fact that he ended up being her father instead of Billy. But that's just me. So then we move on to Dina's secret to finally be exposed. Everybody has been speculating on what that is. Does she have a health crisis? Is she, like, having a romantic relationship with Graham? Is Graham her son? If Graham is her son, then that's sick, just the way they've been acting. So eventually that's going to come out. But the one thing that I saw that somebody said, and I thought to myself, you know, that didn't get addressed, did it? Was when Graham manhandled Dina in the suite and was telling her, no, you're not leaving. Can we talk about that for a minute? Seriously, what is the deal with that? What is with this dude? He drives me nuts. I hate that character so much. Cringe every time he's on the screen. No offense to the actor that plays him. But the character is unbearable. I can't stand him. And the way that Jack and Ashley are, I love both of them. But the way they're being used in their storyline, to me, is just yawn city. Okay, I get it. You're worried about your mom. You don't like Graham. And then Jack's trying to get Gloria to hook up with Graham. He tried to get his own sister to hook. Like, Jack, come on. Just focus on what you're doing with your own life, with your own problems. But, hey, this is a soap opera. What am I even saying? He's worried about his mother. But he could have done this a little bit more tastefully. But, hey, whatever. And Ashley and Robbie, their whole thing just completely fizzled and disappeared. What the hell is that about? And she's wrapped up in the whole grand thing. I want to figure him out. I want to figure my mother out kind of a thing. That's got to come to a head sometime, because this merry-go-round is pathetic. So let's just know more of that. So other than that, am I missing anything else? Oh, of course. My bad. Devon and Hillary. Not much has really happened this last week with that, other than the fact that Devon overheard Hillary coaxing Juliet to go forward with the lawsuit and to stand her ground against Kane. I know that eventually Devon and Hillary will more than likely reunite. I don't see how they couldn't, just because of the fact that that's just kind of the way it is. But the fact that he overheard that, that's just going to delay the process. And Devon is pretty happy with Mariah at the moment, so I don't really see this moving anywhere other than Hillary getting jealous of Jordan's involvement in Lily's life, and then Hillary trying to get Devon's attention because Jordan is caught up with Lily. That's pretty much how I see it going. Other than that, Devon is not, it's not moving. It's an anchor. That anchor was dropped. It's not moving. Now, eventually, it'll get reeled back in. It'll take some time, though. Like, a lot of time. Like, you're probably going to be a decade older. No, I'm just kidding. It's not going to go that far. But it's definitely not moving at the pace that I know that fan base is wanting. And I know that a lot of the Havon fan base has kind of looked to me and said, you know, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? You know? And I completely understand everybody's detriment about it. But I'm kind of just in that limbo of, I've been on this kind of a ship before, okay? I've been there. We know this about me. So this is the only advice I can give you. If you love them, hang on. If you love them, contact CBS, contact Young and the Restless, leave those voicemails, send emails, reach out, tweet, do whatever you need to do. other than that, I can't give you any other advice. All you can do is hold on. And they're not focusing on Devon and Hillary right now. That's not the focus of the show right now. And I know that's painful to hear, but, I mean, that happens. They kind of put something on a back burner because they want to focus on something else. So we may not see anything on them until fall or maybe even early next year. That's just a fact. I don't see it moving anywhere any quicker. And I know that's painful to hear, but that's just how it is. Been on this ship, and I've even been captain of this ship, so I get it. So you just have to just hold on. It's painful, upsetting, irritating, but they hear you. They just simply don't care at the moment. I know that, and I know that that it's been said otherwise. We hear you. You know, I get that, yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they do care. The actors care. And this is nothing against them, but it's against the people that are writing it. It's against the fact that when you have a storyline, everything that they write has to be pre-approved, obviously. So when they look at something, they look, okay, demographically, how is this going to affect us in a positive way? And they've got it in their head just based on numbers. They care about what you say, but overall, they're just looking at numbers. They're looking at numbers on a page. Your numbers on a page. The only reason why Jamie finally reunited was because we were numbers on a page and because we did what we did, you know, with the code of silence. Do that. Try a code of silence. Stop hashtagging Devon. Now, that's nothing against the actors. So if, you know, if y'all listen and you hear me talking about this storyline and you take it personally, I wish you wouldn't because it's not personal. It's that the fans have to get their point across because they're the ones that are driving the show. They're the ones that you're paid because they watch. And you're employed, obviously, because you do a good job. But in order for your bosses to get the point, they're going to probably have to take some desperate measures because desperate measures, you know, desperate times call for desperate measures. So that's just something that's probably going to have to come. Stop hashtagging him on. Marketing at a different time. How that works. Is this what we did? If not, then go another route. This is your baby. This is your passion. So go for it. Do it however you want to. But if you want to know what we did, if you want to know the math behind it, the business behind it, I've got some marketing experience, several years of marketing experience, education and marketing experience, and I can tell you how it works. So if you want to know those things, let me know. DM me privately because I'm not talking about this publicly. So yeah. Other than that, that's all I can give you about that. But I feel for you. I really do. And then I'm going to do a little bit of spoilers for next week, but we won't go into that too deep, obviously, just because there's not really a whole lot going on, if you don't want me to tell the truth. So let's see. Obviously, Hillary's going to remain concerned about Jordan. And finally, Jordan's relationship with Chelsea is going to be examined. Friendship with her, and Hillary, of course, has to be the one probing for that. And then Jordan and Lily will have some on-air time. Obviously, I think I know where that's going to head out. Kane wants that paternity test, and that'll eventually come out. And then Kevin goes to get Bella, and Dr. Harris says that Kevin will not be returning. So I don't know what that means. I don't know if he's going to be kidnapped. I don't know if he's going to be killed, but we'll just have to see about it. So then moving on to then the last thing I'm really seeing that really sticks out is that Scott kind of talks to Sharon about his past, gives her kind of an insight on that. I don't know if the Scott and Abby thing is really going to happen or not. More than likely it will, which would kill me because Sharon deserves to be happy. And Scott does that for her, but whatever, who am I to judge? So there's not like a whole bunch going on next week. I mean, there is some pretty cool stuff happening, but nothing that really sticks out to me. But that's just my opinion. So anyway, next Sunday, I'll be back at my regular time of 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. I've been talking about doing some fan events and some meet and greets. I'll be in Texas this fall. If any of you want to put together something like that, we can do if you're in Texas. I was in L.A. in 2015, and that's my base, but I've been all over the place. But and then New York this last April, and then I'll be in Texas this fall and talking about doing L.A., Vegas in 2018 again. But like I said, you know, L.A. is my home base. So I'm just all over the place all the time, a few times a year. So I haven't really settled anywhere yet. But other than that, it's just kind of a decision-making process right now. New York wasn't really my cup of tea, even though that a lot of my partners are in New York, yikes. And I've literally all of my marketing and sponsorship has always come from L.A., so that's why. My heart was there, and I've been there, and I will go back to there. But I've been working on doing some things with fan events. I was supposed to go to Niagara Falls back in 2015 for a Days of Our Lives fan event, but we had some issues with scheduling and decided to do Los Angeles instead. So it's just a matter of you know, figuring out where everybody really is. And we've been really trying to examine the demographics, see where all of you are, and just kind of going from there. It's kind of strange, you know, looking at the demographics when we look at globally the way that the show has outreached. Obviously, our main demographic is here, but it's crazy, you know, getting to talk to people from all different countries and experiencing, you know, life through you and what your take is on it, because culturally everybody takes entertainment differently, but as people, we're all one and we're all the same. So I would love to eventually do traveling and meet and greets outside of the U.S., you know, when the show really does take off, because we've had to start completely from scratch. And you've been so supportive of me since that big change from NBC over to CBS and doing Days of Our Lives to doing Young and the Restless. Now, I know that I had said that I was going to be doing some things with Bold and the Beautiful, and obviously that didn't happen, especially with the week that I had. And I apologize for that, and I promise I'll do it next week. I know a lot of people were looking forward to me doing that, but I just could not put it together in time. And I have more questions than I do comments. You know, I just kind of want to understand what I'm seeing. And I don't – it's hard for me to pick up on what's going on. But next week, I promise I'll do it. And then the following week, I'll do General Hospital. Like, that will be my main thing to focus on, is Bold and the Beautiful and General Hospital, pinky promise. But, yeah, that would be really great. Obviously, in the Q&A, I do get a lot of questions about, you know, are you going to travel here? Are you going to have any meet and greets? And I do get a lot of that. And I would love to know more about where you guys are located. And we can, like I said, get together and put something together, and I can talk to management, and we can go from there. And I'm not somebody that – and I'm not a ridiculous person that's going to say, hey, I'm going to need $700 for you to meet me, so – but that's ridiculous, you know. It's not that serious, so let's just not even talk about it. But yeah, I want to meet you guys. I actually want to sit with you face-to-face. I want to hear your passion. I want to hear, you know, what you're thinking and what you're wanting, and tell me about your experiences, who you've met, who you know, where you've been. I want to know those things, you know. That's the best part of this, is being able to know you guys on a personal level, and I love that. So, yeah, I absolutely cannot wait for the Q&A. And I'm not going to be doing it tonight because I'm going to be doing something with my brother. Yay. But we can do it tomorrow. I have an open schedule tomorrow. So send as many questions as you want, and I'll get to as many of them as I can. And for those of you that have sent questions that I haven't answered, you know, if they're in a realm of things, I've gotten some pretty inappropriate questions. So I've been like, well, okay. And I know that's weird, and you're kind of like, what would people even send that's inappropriate? But I'm not just saying, like, sexually inappropriate. I mean, like, asking me things I literally can't answer, you know, that, you know, when you're under contract, you can't say certain things. And so that's what I'm trying to say, is that if there's anything that you've asked me that you're like, hey, why haven't you answered that question? I'll DM you and say, hey, I can't legally answer that question, even if I have the answer. So, and I had to do that a lot with Days of Our Lives. Anytime that I got inside scoop about E. Jammy, I had to be like, I had to shut completely up about it and not talk about it. So I'm really sorry about some of the questions that y'all send that I can't answer. But overall, you guys send great, great questions, even things that aren't even pertaining to soaps, you know, asking what other shows I like. And I love the fact that you try to get to know me as a person. That's the coolest thing ever. So again, I'll be back next week, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Obviously, we'll go over The Unrestless, but I promise we will go over Bold and the Beautiful. And go ahead and save that guest call-in number, just if you do want to do any call-ins in the future, for 213-943-3387. And again, one more time, that number is 213-943-3387. And it's on my Twitter. So if you don't follow me on Twitter yet, go ahead and follow me at 3B Soap Reviews, and I'll follow you back. I always follow back fans. I always do. Always do. As long as you're pretty active on Twitter, I always follow you back, just because I want to connect. So I will see you guys next week, same place, same time. Love you. Bye.